Basically, I mean, it's so balanced. That's really the main thing. I mean, obviously they got a great back and great offensive line, but the fact that they're balanced. You know, you get some teams that they're a heavy run team or a heavy pass team, so you can kind of lean more to the other, but their team is so balanced and they do it so well, it's really kind of hard to key in. And it's not like they have, you know, a couple runs they do here and there. They run a lot of type different runs.
How difficult does that make the pass game then when the running game is on and, you know, Romo has so many options on offense as well?
I mean, it makes them difficult to stop. And, I mean, obviously you can see how they're scoring points this year and they're winning games. Obviously, you know, they're playing great defense, but at the same time, you know, offense is playing lights out right now. So, you know, for us to be able to go out there, we're going to need to make sure everybody's in their right gap, everybody's playing exactly how we need to play.
A lot of similar personnel as the game last year when you guys beat them up pretty good on Thursday night. What can you take from that game looking back at some of the film?
Nothing. It's a new team. It's a new team, new year. They've got some new guys. We've got some new guys as well. So, for us, it's about doing what we need to do. You know, we can't look at last year, you know, what happened here and there. You know, we've got to make sure, you know, we control what we can control.
That Lance now, you know, you're
– Well, we've had to kind of focus on the last few games that Dallas had. One, because myself personally, they have some personnel changes. You know, DeMarcus isn't there anymore. You have Mincy, and you had the they got a rookie that's over there, and then they got Selby and Spencer's. Spencer's playing well, but you know they have a whole new defensive coordinator, a whole new scheme of defense. So, yeah, tomorrow I'll go and I'll see, you know, whatever reps I had against Selby. But for the most part, I'm trying to, you know, figure out what this year's Dallas defense is up to.
What stands out to you about the scheme this year for them and what they're doing?
They're playing tough. They're playing really good. You know, they're moving when needed, and they're just very disciplined defense who gets after it in the run, and they get after the passer as well.
Okay. How unusual was it not to be able to fire out the running game after doing it in such a limited basis the other day?
Well, like I was just saying before you got here, you know, it was tough, but, you know, at the end of the day, We're focusing on this game right now. You know, we're already two or three days in mental preparation and 2 days of practice invested into the Cowboys game. So, you know, I'm not going to dwell on last game. Everybody saw what happened. Everyone saw the stat line. And, you know, obviously we wish we could have been better. We wish we could have been more balanced. But at the end of the day, we weren't. And we have to move on and learn.
Looking forward to from their defensive line again. Deep rotation, yeah. Guys, I think really Henry's playing really well. What are you seeing from them up front?
Yeah, a lot of guys are kind of shifting guys in and out, making sure everyone's fresh. You know, we know Rod from here, and you know he's gonna coach those guys to get after the quarterback. And if you're tired, get out. You know, get somebody else in there that can do it. So they're gonna keep everyone rotating in there and try to keep pressure on the quarterback. And like you said, Henry's playing well. He's difficult to handle. He's very shifty in there, very quick.
You guys have struggled to throw deep. Is that because of the way teams play you, or is that being unable to block?
No, both. It's a lot of things. We haven't scored early, so we've been behind a little bit. I don't think we've ran the ball probably as well as we wanted to early on. So, you know, we haven't really forced teams to come up and play us tight.
How do you feel like that changed the game against Detroit when Forty really didn't get going at all?
Yeah, it's hard. Makes things hard. You know, you want to have some balance, even if numbers wise it's not as balanced as you want to be. If you're running the ball efficiently and given the illusion that you're going to run the ball, it definitely helps.
Do you notice a difference in the way that their linebackers react to play action when the run's not established?
Yeah. I mean, you look at some of the play actions against Detroit, and they're flying out of there. They're getting underneath our stuff. So you know, they get paid too. They're smart players.
Looking at last year's game, Tress said that there was some relevance showing you guys how well the offense played against them last year when they were up here. What can you take away from that, even though you weren't obviously a quarterback in that?
Played well. We ran the ball well in the second half. We got some big plays. Alshon made some big plays there. You know, we got a big one before halftime. He had another one down the sideline. you know, some stuff that doesn't happen every game. So you kind of had to pluck those plays out. Other than that, though, we stayed in rhythm. Josh got rid of the ball well. We ran the ball effectively. So all the things that, you know, third down there, we were good. We weren't giving up a lot of sacks. So.
Okay, how does the Thursday night schedule situation alter what you guys do? I mean, it seems like the most professional creatures that happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've got
2 Thursdays
in a row.
Yeah. It's different. Because yesterday was our Wednesday. But it was really Sunday. So, I think guys just kind of fall into place. And, you know, today's, what is today? It's Thursday for us. So it is, it is what it is. Like, we don't even know. We don't even know the difference. What did it say, Monday? Yeah. Today's just Thursday. That's just kind of how we look at it. The next week is going to be a little bit different because we don't play till Monday. So we'll have to get back on track. But today's Thursday.
Well, we don't want to over-evaluate it. We certainly have looked at it, but we've looked at it collectively with certainly their recent games and trying to put it all together. So there's some different matchups. There's some similar matchups. So we've done all of that. We've made it part of our breakdown, but certainly we haven't overvalued it either. I mean, this is a different team, some of the same coaches, but number of different players. So
what did you guys do well?
Well, we were able to move the ball early in the game. You're talking last year.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we had two good first drives. We were able to stay on the field offensively, keep Tony Romo off the field. It was still a highly competitive game into the fourth quarter, but we were able to throw it early, make some big plays. We had some explosive plays. End of the half, we got a big explosive play. We got a couple of seam routes to Brandon. We hit an outside lane throw to Alshon. We threw the touchdown to Alshon. So we were able to do a lot of different things. In the second half, we were able to stay on the field by running the football. We really ran it in the second half. We didn't run it quite as much early on in the game. That doesn't mean we won't this week, but certainly that's the way that game went down.
We talked yesterday, or I'd asked yesterday about Connie, and you said he'd be on the report today. But could you tell me what the process was?
Yeah, the basic process was he was evaluated for a concussion, and he was cleared. And then he had a situation with his eye. I'm not a doctor, so there's a situation with his eye, and we're still trying to get some clarity with that as we move forward, so he didn't practice today.
So it's been a report that he had gotten rubber granules.
Yeah, I'm going to leave it to what it is. It's an eye issue, and it's still being evaluated, which is why he didn't practice. And I don't know all the technical terms, but that's where he's at today, and we'll see how this thing goes.
Mark, like last week against Detroit, against Dallas, what gives you, a hope that you'll run the ball more against the Cowboys, and what is it that you're seeing of their defense that gives you the idea that you will be able to run the ball more?
Well, I think that, people have run the football against them. You watched the Philadelphia game last week. They ran the football against them. That doesn't mean that's the only thing you need to do or the exclusive thing we're focused in on. We're just trying to get some balance in our offense. So we got to take the mistakes we made last week and turn them into a positive this week. And, you know, one of the things we know we have to do is we have to attempt to run the ball more. As I said to our team, we don't have to run the ball for 7 yards a carry. Running the football has a residual effect on a lot of different things. It helps your movement game. It helps your play action game. It does all those things. It gives your guys a chance to come up. We all know these things, and so we're going to try to do more of that. It's something we certainly want to do each and every week. We didn't get it done last week. We admit to that, and we have to move forward. And we got to get some more balance in our football. And part of that is to be able to run the ball, not just more effectively, but to allow it to be with the other things that we do. We've got tremendous targets outside. We got 3 tremendous targets, and we got a very good running back, and we got to continue to work to try to balance all that out. And we get an opportunity to do that this week against the Cowboys. It won't be easy, but it'll be something we're looking forward to. We're looking forward to the challenge of doing that.
Mark,